Good morning and welcome. We're back here on an action-packed Friday. Tournament underway in about 10 minutes, 8 minutes, something like that. A little bit of a lightning delay. They had a lightning strike. You know, they have the Thorgard going off. The Thorgard is what the club uses here at Hickory Point Golf Club. The Symetra Tour has its own radar equipment that is state of the art, and you know that's been over the years that has improved immensely. Mm-hmm. It was kind of by sight, or like back in the day, as John Skeffington can tell you.
Oh yeah,
was that lightning? Not sure. We didn't have all the technology, did we?
No, and their technology is amazing. I mean, much better than what they can get locally.
Well, you're sitting here, and it looks beautiful. Sun is out. You think, why in the world are they not out on the golf course? But safety's everything, and you always, because it doesn't look like we're going to have any major weather delays over the weekend, so you got plenty of time. Get them started, and you don't want to get them out there and have to call them back in a half hour later. So
right,
I think
that's a big deal.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. So there's a lot of moving parts to this thing. I was talking to Lindsay about this earlier. You look at the people that are out here, and I'm Cindy and Stephanie and Tammy, and I've watched these people all week long just, you know, carrying ice bags and food and garbage and soda and water and filling up coolers.
Not the most glamorous thing.
But, man, they work like horses. I mean, it's just, you know operationally what it takes to put this golf, and you don't want people to have to think about that when they come out. But, man, if you get a second, say thank you to some of these people wearing these T-shirts and doing this work, because it's a hard job.
It is, and so many of the people that come out and enjoy it, and you want to make it that way, don't understand what goes on behind the scenes, and it's not the most glamorous thing in the world.
But it's also a testament to this community, John. 34 years. I mean, next year will be the 35th year. And you know as well as anyone, I mean, Budweiser, Skeff Distributing, Bud Light, I mean, they're the event people, right? I mean,
we try to be.
Yeah, you are. But there's a shelf life on things. I mean, there's not a lot of things that last 34 years.
No, and I left after the 25th. And Cindy, of course, worked with me for 9 years. And, you know, who knew how far it was going to go? Because there's a lot of detail work that goes on in the off season and negotiating contracts and finding sponsors.
And raising money. You know, there's $130,000 worth of purse money, you know, up for grabs this week. And that's just what the golfers are going to win.
Absolutely.
That doesn't pay for the tournament.
No, I mean, you're really looking at, if it's 130, you're probably looking at trying to raise 260 to make it happen.
Yeah, so. And it couldn't do it without all the volunteers and the sponsors. No. And so come out and enjoy it this weekend. But if you get a second, a little pat on the back goes a long way. It does. Yes. It really does. So you kind of took this to the next level. You know, Junior Welfare was involved for a number of years. You know, people like Gretchen Murphy and, you know, and that group back in the day was a pretty significant group.
Absolutely.
As always, things evolve and things change, and they decided not to do it anymore. And how did it? I mean, how did it fall to you? I mean, you know, I know now you're happy not to be doing it. I mean, it is a lot of work, but you stepped up at a time when there was a chance, you know, that the tournament might not exist.
Right, Junior Welfare decided to that they had done it, I think, for 10 years or 8 years or something like that, and that they just didn't have the membership anymore to do this because it is a big undertaking.
Hundreds of bodies.
And I thought, gosh, this is a great event. So do we really want to lose it in the community? And I said no. So I called a bunch of guys. I called Pat Dawson. I called Kevin Brahaney. I called whoever and said, we need to keep this tournament going. And we put together a group, and we ran it. And Cindy was part of that.
Yeah.
And Kara Demersion and Alan Hands and everyone. And we just said, we just do not want to see this event go away. It's a first-class event. It's a quality of life issue. We needed to keep it going. And, you know, to now approach 35 years is unbelievable.
Yeah, but I think the reason it is a lot of what you guys did at that time, which is, you know, the idea of skyboxes, the idea of really stepping it up, and you know, because you have to constantly evolve and grow to survive, and you really added some elements. The switching of the nines, I mean, that seems like such a dumb moment now, you know, because it makes so much sense, but yet a lot of years went by where no one thought about it.
You know, that was a logistical issue for us. That was the only flat ground to do the things we wanted to do, and so plus the opportunity to see tee to green and see somebody instead of struggling to make par, that they were going for birdies.
Well, how many playoffs have we had since that switch, which makes it, you know, incredibly exciting.
They all thought I was crazy when I brought it up.
We all did, John. We did. Behind your back, we said, Hootie's lost it. He really has. Now, he had all kinds of great ideas. The skybox is being among them, and the sponsors have enjoyed that. The fans and the patrons enjoy that. And then just the caliber of golf that has increased over the years. You know, you and I both remember when this was a tour, that was still a fun tour, but there were a lot of players that were probably never, ever going to make it to the LPGA. And it was a way for them to play professional golf. Now, you got 144 players out here. A lot of them are rookies. And you've got a caliber, a depth of field that would have been unheard of 15 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Especially top to bottom. Yeah. I mean, they're probably not separated by very much.
No, whereas before there might be 10 players that had a pretty good chance of winning it. Now you got a whole field that has a chance of winning.
Absolutely.
On Sunday, which has made it a great deal more fun to watch. And then just the superstars. You know, we remember the Lorena Ochoas, the Mo Martins, you know, the people that then you get to watch on national TV on Sunday and root for, because, oh, I remember watching her live or getting a chance to get an autographed golf ball or a picture.
Oh, I know. Atuna and his team got to play with the Lorena when she first started on the tour. She didn't spend much time on this tour.
She was here about 12 weeks,
yeah,
if I remember.
Yeah, and then to look and see what kind of a career she had. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable talent.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And she was just a sweet kid right out of Arizona. You know, very little English, you know, from Mexico.
Her brother was her caddy.
Her brother was her caddy, yeah. It was just great stories like that. And then playing in the Pro-Ams. You and I both played yesterday. You know, for next year, the 35th, and you know, I don't know what happens beyond that. I know everyone, you know, the papers are all signed. I mean, you know, we're playing through the 35th. We do know that for sure. But sponsors that want to get involved, talk to me a little bit about a business owner. Now that you're not organizing the event, you still bring clients, you still bring workers out here. That Pro-Am is a great thing to get involved in, and you can buy a team.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, you get a chance to play with now very talented girls, and the girl we played with yesterday, Lindsey Gomp, very talented player, can hit the ball just unbelievable. I mean, but they're nice. They're fun. We had a great day.
And it's, what, like $1,200, I think, $1,250 or whatever, if you're not a sponsor. I was told over in Springfield for the Web.com tour, and we're talking about the exact same thing, it's just men, right, mm-hmm. that it's $2,500 for a team.
Oh, yeah.
You're not getting twice the talent.
No.
I promise you that.
Oh, no, not at all. And, again, these girls are not only talented on the golf course, they know what it takes to make a group happy.
Yeah.
And that's just playing golf and having a good time.
I tell you, one of the most amazing things, Lindsey, and Lindsey's not a golfer, so she won't appreciate this, but if you've ever golfed, you will. Carly Carr yesterday, she has the ability to know where every person's golf ball is off every tee box. I mean, she would go out there ahead of everybody and just grab every single golf ball. I mean, I didn't even know where my golf ball was, and she knew where my golf ball was. And she did it all day long. And finally, like, you know, you don't have to do that. I said, oh, no, I like it. You know, I mean, they're so situationally aware. I mean, just little things like that. You can hit a ball in the rough, and you know this. We can go out there and look for 20 minutes. You can't find your golf ball. I mean, every single hole, she knew where everyone's golf ball was the entire day.
That's a talent.
Yeah.
That's a talent. Because, I mean, we didn't know where ours was.
No, you can. You think the rough's only a few inches. I mean, you think, how do I lose a golf ball that's out in the middle of, I mean, you know, it ought to be right here.
A white ball on a green surface.
Exactly.
You should be able to see it.
Yeah. But it couldn't have been nicer. She's an Auburn kid and out here making her way. The tough times that they go through trying to get sponsors and what it takes to sort of stay out here, a lot of these kids are out here playing this week hoping to win enough money to go play next week. It's not this glamorous lifestyle that everyone thinks it is.
Not at all. And, you know, the dream's out there for all of them to get to the next level.
And then it gets a little more glamorous.
It gets a little more glamorous. But, some of these girls struggle week to week. And the nice thing in talking to Lindsey is that they help each other out.
Yeah.
You know, someone asked if there was anybody kind of odd on tour, you know, they don't get along with. She goes, no. They help each other out because they know how important it is to them. And to the other girls.
Yeah, there's a real camaraderie out here. And there's like kind of cliques of people that travel together.
Sure.
And make sure that each other's safe on the road, and they go out to eat, go to movies, do whatever, and they stay with these host families. How about these host families? You know, I mean, I know a lot of people stay in hotels, and like sometimes like the golfer might stay with a family, and if dad's in town for the weekend for Father's Day, he might stay in a hotel. I mean, the economic benefit is there, but how about those host families that open up their homes all week?
Oh, yeah, and this has been going on for 34 years.
Yeah.
And we hosted families over the years and still are in contact with some of the players. And, they're lifelong.
Today's day and age with social media, it's so easy. The world's so small to kind of follow them week to week and see how they do. Well, get out here and pick someone to root for. They did this Calcutta this year, which is kind of interesting. So I now have five golfers that if they win, I win. So how about that for incentive?
that's a big incentive.
I like that idea.
Can I ask what Maybe I'm dumb here, but Calcutta, explain?
Calcutta is just a betting terminology for like a board with numbers
that you know. I'm like,
so basically, I bought five numbers.
Yes.
And then those five numbers were assigned to five golfers.
So is like cowabunga bingo in a way.
In a way, without the cow and the bunga. Yeah, it is. So everybody, they sold out the board. So they had a big board, and so that's another way to help support the tournament financially. But it also then gives you like, okay, now I have five people that I didn't know before that now I have. Hey, where are they on the leaderboard?
Yeah. That's right. You're going to follow them.
Okay.
Yeah. And so come out here today, folks. Today's a great day. I love Friday out here. It's not the parking's not as congested. The skyboxes aren't as crowded. You know, tell your boss you're networking. You're going to go out.
Oh, that's right. Well, they'll come out for lunch.
Yeah, come out for lunch.
Come out for lunch.
It's a lot of fun. John, I know in a way, I'm sure you don't miss all the hard work, and it is a lot of hard work, but your vision for this was so significant and keeping this thing going and turning it into what it is today. We can't thank you enough. I mean, not only does SCEF distributing, you know, write checks and do all the things that a community, a company should do, but the personal interest and your vested interest in things goes so much more beyond than just sponsoring something. And I there's a difference between those two things.
Oh, I think there is. And it became a love. It became something that I really enjoyed. A lot of hard work. But when the tournaments were over, and I did, let's see, nine of them, there was a great amount of satisfaction to see the community come out and support, to be involved with the girls, to follow them after that forever in the box score. So it was a labor of love, and I think it is still today for Cindy and her crew.
Yeah, well, they do an amazing job. And, man, I'm telling you, they're out here when we get here, which is rare in our world.
We're usually
the first
one
at everything. And they're out here when we go home after the pro-am and everything in between. So come on out and enjoy it. Now, I was talking to Pat McElroy the other day at the YMCA. We were having a fond chuckle in memory. Grill and Gang were over towel and the grill. You know, the days when, like, the Grill and Gang were over there.
Right. Tina didn't do too much of the grill.
That's what Pat said. Never grilled a single burger. But he held
sure
court.
Yes, he did.
He did. He did. And he was very good at that.
Yes, he was. It is amazing. The McElroy Memorial Golf Outing is coming up on July 20th. And if you want to remember Tuna, and every year it gets a little easier to remember the laughs and the smiles than it does the tears. But it's a great fundraiser for the Y, which was near and dear to Tuna's heart. And it's a great day to come out with his family and to really celebrate, you know, all that he did for this community. So put that on your calendar. It's one of our Hot 25. I believe it's the third annual, which is,
it is.
Hard for me to believe.
It's hard to believe.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
John, as always, my friend, thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
John Skeffington,
thank you.
Great folks at SCEF Distributing. We called him Hootie for a few years after the chairman of the Augusta. I'm sorry, they still call
I still
him.
Have a hat.
Do you guys still have a hat?
Oh, yeah, I do. Right. I do. I saved it. I never wore it. I just saved the Hootie hat.
The Hootie hat.
The Hootie hat.
Yeah, John did his own holding of court out here and did an amazing job building this thing into what it is today. So come on out and enjoy it. The tournament is underway now. 4 minutes ago, they got off a little bit of a lightning delay here this morning. The weather looks fine for the rest of the day. Got a chance for some stuff overnight a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like we're going to have a hot weekend, but a dry weekend for the 34th annual Forsyth Classic.